Can you imagine starting life off without ears or eye sockets?
That song was by Peter Furler here on Kinship Radio. You're listening to The Morning Show with Ryan and Beth on Kinship Radio. Ryan, I sense it's story time.
Story time. So that was the case for Francis Joel Smith. This baby, he was born without ears, eye sockets, and was immediately given up for adoption by his parents. But despite that, he was determined to overcome any challenges that came his way. And after 3 years in foster care, he was adopted by a loving family. And while that was a very supportive family, he had a rough go of it at school because, as you can imagine, kids can be mean at times, and his appearance was odd. It was very different. He turned to his faith in Jesus to get through the difficult times, and he developed a strong belief in God's purpose for his life, and his struggles made him resilient. His faith in the Lord became firmly established, and by the time he reached high school, Francis found acceptance and love from his peers, teachers. They saw huge potential in him, and this guy, he went on to become very successful, learning to play the cello, the violin. He got a PhD in cranial facial science. I can see where he had the interest in that. And he became Dr. Francis Joel Smith. And his life is an amazing testimony to determination, grit, and the power of God in someone's life. And then speaking about adoption, Francis says, sadly, so many babies who have challenges, including birth defects, are aborted because people think they will not have a good quality of life. He says, adoption is a beautiful alternative that gives children a good chance at life. Children can indeed go on to live remarkable, inspiring lives that encourage others. And Francis is proof of that. This is Sanctity of Life Month, and we're going to be talking more about it as the month goes on. And we would love to tell more stories about when life was chosen. If you have one, please let us know.
And you can certainly do that by letting us know here at Kinship Radio. You can email us, in fact.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear your story. And you can do that at mornings@kinshipradio.org. Or you can certainly call or text us, too, at 800-810-5559. Here's Jason Gray with When I Say Yes. This is Kinship Radio.